white speech convention.
Fuck yeah.
Do not call this number unless you wrote it for Trump. God damn it.
Shut up. I want you to be happy. Fuck you. Shut up.
Actually, I'm not a Trump supporter.
Shut up.
Obama ruined this fucking country.
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know who the fuck this is. Why don't you come to my address and say something, motherfucker?
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball, fucker.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
My wife is in danger now.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker. Following me, guess what happened?
Shut up.
Fuck. I don't know who you are, man. Who is this?
Why would you believe any of this?
Shut up.
I've been asleep.
Shut up.
9:30.
Shut up.
Well, ma'am, the gentleman, he's the...
The gentleman? Who is the fucking gentleman?
Well, ma'am, please bring it down a notch.
Don't forget, you gotta get your green card from me, fuck.
Shut up.
All right?
What can happen?
What the fuck? Who the fuck are you, man?
Shut up.
What kind of car are you looking for, dummy?
Dodge Neon. Green. Soft, bitch.
We ain't got no damn Dodge Neon here, man.
What happened?
Don't you ever call here again, man. You understand me, bitch?
I'll fucking kill
your ass, bitch. You understand me?
Don't you call this
motherfucker again, man. Bring your punk ass over here, man. Talking that shit. Bring your ass over here. 320.
Shut up.
What happened?
I give you the address, punk. Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Shut up.
Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Bring your punk ass here, nigga.
Shut up. Bring your punk ass here.
Is that a trailer?
Please. Walk the beat the shit out of you, and then buy me some lunch and drink off of you, bitch.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here, man. I don't know what happened. Bring your bitch ass here.
I just Google Earth at the trailer.
Bring your bitch ass here, man.
Are you in the trailer?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Don't call me anymore.
Shut up.
You should put the fuck on your pants to get pleasure from me calling.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
What happened?
It's a green car, sir.
It's a green car. Are you ignorant, man?
I don't know what a green car is. You gotta tell me what kind of car you talking about, man.
Green car. The color is green, man.
Yeah, dummy. I know the color is green. What kind of car, dummy?
Shut up.
Don't call here no more, man. Don't call here no more, man.
Shut up.
Don't call here no more. Don't call here no more, man. All right?
Yeah, what do you want?
Don't call.
Hey, what happened?
Fuck you.
No, fuck you, motherfucker, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, goddamn cunt.
Fuck me. Shut up.
Fuck you.
You don't call me
fuck
a cunt. You don't call me a cunt. Don't call me a cunt.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
You eat your mother's asshole with that mouth?
Oh, I will.
I'm not allowed to swear on this line, sir.
You motherfucker, dick. Cunt, fucking piece of shit.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up. Shut up.
Oh, hello there. My name's Dwight. I'm here to do some calls for you all, and I will try to do my best to make it a smooth, sultry voice. I will try not to be too loud. I don't want to trigger people, make their anxieties flare up. I'm here for your pleasure, for your ear holes. I'm not here to make you scream and quiver. Give me just a moment here. I'm going to bring up the Skype. I'll ask them to gently keep it down as well, especially for the earphone holders. Give me a second here. Hi, Skype. We're live now. I just asked.
You're not my dad.
Hey, listen, we gotta keep it down. I've been getting some complaints from people. Yeah.
This is an SMR version. Hello. Dwight.
We gotta be on the quiets, you know, because that's
how we do shit around here.
Keep it on the DL.
Yeah, look at that. I made everybody start turning their headphones up because they're like, fuck, I can't hear Dwight. And then I yelled right in their ears. I yelled in your fucking ears. How y'all like that? All in your ears.
Sigh.
Ah.
Good job, D.Y. Welcome back.
We're here for another installment of Go Fuck Yourself, hosted by Dwight. And we're gonna just do some shit. Fucking Tyler Romero's over there. He's like, Milkman, what's up, guys? And you know what? I don't know.
Yeah, this segment is brought to you by LazyGirlJobs.com. Find your lazy girl.
Oh, that girl didn't sound lazy. That girl sounded like she knew what she was doing. That was good. All right, let's grab a call and then we'll jump into the the introductions and shit. Let's just go ahead and fire a call because everyone's like, oh my god, a half hour, right? You fuck you over here talking about a half hour of fucking intro. You can't tell the time, motherfucker.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hello, Marie. Looking for Marie, please. Hello. Hello. Hello, hello. Marie. Marie, hello. Marie.
Hello.
Hi, is this Marie?
Yes.
Hi, this is Frontier. I was calling about the issues with your service.
Are you kidding me? It's
no.
20 till 11.
No, I'm happy I got you on the line. Listen, we got a tech in your area right now.
You're kidding.
No,
this is absolutely. No, this is. You people are nuts.
Are you going to be home for the next 20 minutes to a half hour? We'll have the tech come on through?
No, you people are freaking nuts.
Well, I'm sorry. How
is
that?
It's 20 till 11.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Well, you've been over here smearing your menstrual blood against the wall, complaining about the service, and so we're trying to get this squared away for you.
You kiss my ass, buddy.
Ma'am, I'm married. I can't do that. That would be adultery. Now, do you want the tech to come out and take care of your problem, or do you just want to, I'm going to mark this as resolved? Hello? All right.
Resolved.
And for you women that's...
Hello?
Hi, the tech's in your driveway right now. Can you go out there and assist him with bringing his tools in? Hello? Hello? Marie?
I don't know who the hell you are or what you think you're doing.
My name is Dwight. I'm with Frontier. Do you want to go out there and put your strong back to work and help him carry his tools in?
You know what, buddy? Find something like Selks to go play.
You want to try that sentence one more again? Because you didn't make much sense.
You ain't in my driveway.
No, I said he. I said he is. I said he is, not me, ma'am. I am not a technician.
There ain't nobody in my driveway.
Oh, okay, wait a minute. Maybe he's got the wrong one. Hang on, let me text him. He says he's in the trailer park. He's trying to find your trailer right now. What lot number are you? And while you're figuring out that information, ma'am, if you could bring down your hysterical voice, your hysterical nature, that'd be fantastic.
I ain't bringing nothing down.
Listen, we're going to work through this together, me and you. And the
technician. No, we and you ain't doing nothing
together. And the technician. He's going to help, too.
Mm-hmm. No, he's not. He's not coming in the house.
You seem to be suffering from a mild form of hysteria.
I don't know who the hell you think you are.
Ma'am, I am a part... Yes, I am, and I'm a part-time psychiatrist.
Yeah, well,
I do this to supplement my income.
And then figure yourself out.
Hey, why don't you not be a bitch? All right, she gets one more.
Hello?
Hi, is this Marie?
No, she died 30 seconds ago.
30 seconds? I'm sorry to hear about that. When is her wake?
Who the hell is this?
Well, can I buy Marie's dead socks?
No, when I'm done with the Frontier box, I'm shoving it up somebody's ass.
No, ma'am, I want to buy her death socks. I want to smell them. I want to smell what death smells like.
You're so funny.
Okay,
who
good.
Who the hell is this?
No, listen, it's Frontier. It's Dwight. Why are you going to damage our equipment, ma'am? Can you answer
you know
me?
What?
Can you answer me that?
If you call here one more time, I'm calling the police.
And what are you going to tell the police?
I'm going to tell them the bullshit that you've just been calling and telling me.
What bullshit did I tell you?
Don't call here again.
Ma'am, you're drunk. The cops aren't going to believe you at all. Thank you for holding. This is Harold. Manager on duty. How can I help you? Hello? Ma'am, I'm a totally different person.
Hello?
Hi, is this Adam?
Yeah.
Hi. My name is Dwight. You just recently did some work over here for my wife. Last name is Martinez.
Okay.
And
Martinez.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Sophia.
Where was it?
Sophia Martinez. She kept her last name. She didn't take my name. We're married.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think what I did.
She told me. She told me because she told me about it after the fact. Because apparently you're well known within her the PTA circle through the moms of the PTA, and she said that you came recommended to her.
Oh, okay.
And I guess long story short, I don't want to beat around the bush, but you trying to fuck up my wife?
No. What are you talking about?
Well, she said that she had you come over here to because we were having problems with the plumbing with the toilet. And, I don't know if you had to unseat the toilet. You had to take a look, like run something down into the pipes. You had to take the toilet up off of there. You had to put down a new ring and the new wax ring. And you had to put the new seat thing down. And she said you did an excellent job there. You put it back and everything. And then you said, all right, is it time to fuck now? And she didn't know what to say. And
no, bullshit.
No, that's what she says. She says that you're well known in the PTA circles that you like to get
that's
with the
lie,
his,
man.
The
that's
Hispanic
a lie.
Ladies.
He's
you like to flirt with
you.
Them.
I didn't say anything like that.
Well, I don't know. She said this was about 3 weeks ago, and now she's pregnant, and I haven't had sex with her. I've been out of town on work. So you fucking my wife? You fucking my wife? You get my fucking wife pregnant?
You have no clue, man. I had no clue.
I come back three weeks. I was out of town almost a month and a half. I've been traveling because of the storms. I've been trying to help people, and you're over here fucking my wife.
Nobody. I didn't touch your wife.
Ah, coño. That's what she says.
Touch your wife.
Okay, you like I we're gonna have to pull you in.
Huh? I didn't touch your wife. I didn't even flirt with your wife. I don't even know
you
who
didn't
she
flirt
is.
With you. You fucking my wife.
Who is she?
Sophia Martinez.
Where does she live?
We're over here on Horse Machine Ranch Road.
I've never even been over there.
No, she said it was you. She said you came highly recommended, but I apparently didn't know the bullshit through the PTA, like with all the moms, like you like to flirt with all the Hispanic ladies and make them feel good.
No.
They call her Mama Martinez.
What did I say to your wife?
She said it was very professional at first. You came in. She explained the situation with the toilet. You came in with a lot of tools. You had some wrenches. She said snake. I don't know if you had a snake, like a plumbing snake.
That's not me.
She said you came in, you unscrewed the toilet, you pulled the toilet up, you put the toilet back down with new wax ring. You said everything's all good. And then you said, so you want me to snicker your drain is what you told her. You said you were going to fuck
no,
her.
No, that wasn't me.
You were going to snicker
her
drain.
That wasn't me.
All right. So be honest, because I've been traveling, like I said, because of the storms down south. I had to go down for almost a month and a half to try to help those poor people, and I come back and my wife's pregnant.
You got me mixed up.
Listen.
You got me mixed up.
I'm sorry.
I didn't even flirt with your wife.
Yeah, okay, listen. Did you fuck on my wife?
No, I'm not going to listen.
Did you fuck on my wife?
I didn't even flirt with your wife.
She said that you opened up your bag of tools and you had condoms in every color.
That wasn't even me.
And you didn't use them. You had condoms in every color and you didn't use them?
That's somebody else.
Did you look at her?
Dude, you got me mixed up with somebody else.
Did you look at my wife?
Dude, I'm going to hang up and...
Adam, you don't hang up on me, motherfucker, you. Did you look at my wife?
No. I don't even know who your wife is.
Listen, because I can't get her pregnant. I can't have children because I had my genital balls severed in a bowling ball return accident. Can't possibly be mine.
I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to say another word, but you don't want to keep fucking with me because I didn't touch your wife. I didn't fuck with your wife.
You fuck up my wife. Listen, child support is not cheap, motherfucker.
I promise you're going to regret saying this shit to me. I promise.
Why is that? Adam.
Adam. Is that my daddy?
Yes.
Hi, Dad.
He hung up. He better lawyer up. He better lawyer the fuck up.
It happened like years ago. I'm all grown up now. So.